Saxophonist Branford Marsalis made a name for himself in the early 1980s as a member of his younger brother Winton's quintet. A few years later, he started his own bands. In the early 90s, Branford was Jay Leno's first bandleader on The Tonight Show, and then started making jazz hip-hop records with his group Buckshot LaFunk. He's also made a lot of acoustic jazz albums. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says the saxophonist was never in a hurry to develop his own style, but in the last few years, he's arrived.
Branford Marsalis' new album is called Contemporary Jazz. That title is the only blah thing about it. For the most part, it's exactly what straight-ahead jazz should be, tough and inventive, with a pulse. Branford's quartet makes real group music. It's not about a soloist fronting a rhythm section, but everybody working together to push the music ahead. The opener, In the Crease, is a tricky pile-up of fast-changing time signatures. But the great drummer Jeff Watts in particular makes the algebra sound like spontaneous accents, not stunt work. The rest of Marsalis' quartet is stealthy bassist Eric Rivas and pianist Joey Calderazzo, who's a bit too fond of old McCoy Tyner and Herbie Hancock routines. Most of the tunes on the new CD are by members of the band, but its centerpiece is a comb-over of Irving Berlin's Cheek to Cheek. Marsalis restyles the melody from the opening bar, a cheeky strategy. You're gonna rewrite Irving Berlin? But he gets away with it, maybe because he sounds so eager to twist the tune to his own ends. A lot of highly touted young jazz musicians have come and gone in the two decades Branford Marsalis has been around. He just turned 40. For a long time, he was content to impersonate his saxophone heroes, all of whom are more readily identifiable than he is. But the voice he has evolved on tenor saxophone really suits him, and he can do a lot with it. Mostly, he improvises like the quick and quick-witted person he is. On his new album, Marsalis spends so much time playing at fast tempos, he wears some folks out. But it's not all he does.
Thank you.
That blues, it's called Sleepy Hollow, appears unbilled on Branford Marsalis' new CD, tucked away after the official ending, a little surprise which I have now spoiled. Sneaking it in like that is typical of the artist. Just when you think you've seen all his cards, he pulls out another ace.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of New Dutch Swing. He reviewed Contemporary Jazz, the new CD by saxophonist Branford Marsalis.